praise to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus Christ.
Father, I pray for the people that are listening to this sermon.
Give
them understanding so that they can follow thee. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to me, I want to bring this sermon to you today. In fact, I want to make you to see that there is a way you can escape hell.
In
our last broadcast, we preached about hell is a reality. We told from the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 19, we told about the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man went to hell.
No feni ga na aria emirin.
And Lazarus went to paradise.
No ma feni na aria paradise.
And we told you how you can escape hell.
Ma veta ma webe nuaya mi mi efan ojo
we. In the Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 6.
E oge John ni keke unwe.
Verse 6.
Uvien ene ehan.
Jesus said he is the way.
Jesus
said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
In
John chapter 6,
in
verse 47 to 58,
Verse 58.
Jesus Christ was describing that he is the bread of life. That this bread, if you eat him, you have to eat Jesus, that you will live forever and not go to hell.
Oh, when I bread in your.
So Jesus is the only way you can escape hell.
But
do you know something? You can even escape something much more than hell. The Lord wants me to tell you that you can even live on this physical earth without physical death. That is, you can escape the physical death on this heart. Because the Bible said that Jesus is the resurrection and is the life. In this sermon that I'm going to preach to you this hour, I want to tell you what Jesus really came to do for mankind. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. What is the meaning of this? How will this help us human beings? Our problem is sicknesses and death and sin. How can this Son of God help us? But that is the way that God can help us, is to send his Son to die for our sins so that God can forgive us our sins. And when God forgives us our sin, then God can come and help us and remove sicknesses and remove death, because those are punishments for the sin.
Oh, sana yo kima bima ereni ave oho kake u emiame uwu ori duriye imagbe.
What am I saying?
Maybe I tanai.
I'm saying that when God brings sacrifice for sin, if we can accept that sacrifice for our sins from the sin of Adam,
If he can forgive our sins, the sin of human race through Adam, then God can remove this curse from human race. Because listen to what he said to Adam on Genesis chapter
3.
In chapter 3 verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying that thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy
life.
See, from that same single cause, human beings have been toiling and laboring to get just money to feed themselves. That was the beginning of poverty. And he went further than that. He said, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Did you see there? Did you hear that? God caused the ground that it won't be producing your corn properly for you. When you plant your yam or your cassava, the ground will not be producing in its full strength. That's why human beings have to put a lot of fertilizers just to get
enough crop.
It was part of the curse upon human race on the ground.
No sati no to nima on your zen on ayeverio.
Is that in the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread? See, that's talking of serious labor and hardship to get enough money to feed yourself. That's why we human beings just have to labor and work to get food. That is, it will have been easier for human race than that. Well, so rich, you don't think that, well, this does not apply to you. He's talking to everybody in that chapter. Well, human beings have been trying to help themselves. So some of people have been able to make enough money. But that was not the only cause. The most grievous part of it is the next one. He said, until thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art. And unto dust shall thou return. That was the beginning of death. That was the beginning of sicknesses. It was the beginning of God gave power back to the enemy of mankind. Satan and those evil spirits were on this planet during that time. That gave them right to begin to put sicknesses upon human beings. When the devil put sicknesses upon human beings, he wanted to kill them.
He
wanted to pull them down to the dust. It was not God that was doing those. It was not God at all that was killing us. It was Satan that was implementing it. It was like when you and your security guard have been in quarrel. It's like if you have a bodyguard that has been keeping protecting you. He has been protecting you against your enemies. Your enemy has been wanting to kill you. And you have a bodyguard that has been protecting you. Because of your bodyguard, your enemy has been keeping himself away. And now you have fought your bodyguard. You and your bodyguard are no more in good terms. And now your enemy just heard about that. Where your enemy is not afraid of you, he's only afraid of your bodyguard. So you now came against human race, wanting to kill Adam and all the children of Adam from that day forward. Whatever he has to use, he has been using his sicknesses, death, and diseases, and accidents. That was the beginning of all those trouble upon human race. But God so loved the world. So he promised salvation and Messiah for us. Because human race, we need a savior, we need a champion. Somebody that can fight our enemy for us. Somebody that can fight this Satan. Nobody has been able to defend human race. So God himself came down in form of a human being. And he came as Jesus Christ. He came as a human being like us. To be a champion for us. To beat down our enemy for us. And when he beat down the devil for us, he now has enough power to tell the devil that anyone I challenge you, I told you not to touch, you must not touch him. And that is why he has brought us this salvation. He has to first reconcile individual of us back to God. You must be reconciled to God so that God can forgive your sins. Say, what sacrifice will you have to bring? You don't need any sacrifice. Human race have been trying to offer sacrifice for forgiveness for years. But God himself has made the sacrifice once and for all. So he sacrificed his own begotten son for us. So that he can forgive all of us once and for all. And he has forgiven every one of us once and for all. But he's now telling me to tell you. And he's stretching out his hand to you. He's reconciling you back unto himself now. Come. Say, come, let's settle the quarrel. So that God can then come back and be your bodyguard again. So individual human being has to come to Jesus.
When you hear this gospel that I'm preaching to you, you are now to come to Jesus and say, I come, Jesus. I believe in that sacrifice that you made for me. That's why Jesus Christ said, you have to eat of the sacrifice.
If you
partake of this sacrifice, that's when the sacrifice has worked for you also.
If
you also think about this, if somebody is sick and they went to those oracles,
And
those oracles say you have to make a sacrifice for that person that is sick.
And
when they make the sacrifice, the sick man also have to eat from the sacrifice. So that is what God, the oracle of God, is the sacrifice for the human race.
So
God made an oracle and said, the only way I can forgive the whole human race is to everyone to eat of this sacrifice. So Jesus Christ said, you have to now come and eat of his body and of his blood. Because it is the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus that is the sacrifice. In the Gospel of John chapter 6, verse 57 to
58.
He said, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, he said, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is the sacrifice God has made for you. So come and partake of the sacrifice now. Come and eat of the sacrifice. So that you also can have life. And your sins also will be totally removed from you. But what will that do to you? What it will do is this. It will make your sinful nature to be removed. Once you eat of Jesus and you drink the blood of Jesus, Jesus will come and be living inside you. You will be possessed by Jesus. And then he will begin to lead you from that day forward. And when Jesus Christ begins to lead you, you will not be committing sin anymore. And the Bible said, anyone that stops committing sin, when you don't sin anymore, all your former sins are forgiven and forgotten by God. And when Jesus is living inside you like this, that is by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. That is what he meant by you will be born again.
Say,
Christ in us is the hope of our glory. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And when Jesus is in you, as I'm saying, the Bible said, those that are born of God, they don't commit sin anymore. You will not be able to sin anymore. Because the evil desire will be removed from you. And that means you are now reconciled back to God. You and God become friends again. Now listen to this. If you and God has become friends, if God has removed the curse of Adam from you, automatically he should remove all the punishments that follow that curse. Automatically he should remove the punishment that follow the sin of Adam. That means that poverty should be stopped for you as an individual. That means you shouldn't be poor anymore. You should be in good money and in good health. That means the enemy, Satan, that have been putting sicknesses upon you will be rebuked by God. And the devil will not be able to come against you to put sickness upon you anymore. Because God is now your bodyguard again. And that was the bodyguard of Adam that the devil, Satan, always have been afraid of. Until Adam committed sin. I'm saying that Jesus wants back to be your bodyguard again. Just come on into Jesus again. And what does that tell me again? When your sins have been forgiven, and when you don't sin anymore, and your bodyguard is now with you, that means death, even physical death, is also removed totally from you. Because like I said earlier on, it is Satan that was implementing that physical death. That is why Jesus Christ said it in the Gospel of John chapter 8 verse
51.
He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. If a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death." Jesus Christ said, you will not even die physically if you will follow his saying. In the last week, we were talking about you will not go to hell if you follow Jesus. Jesus is saying that even he can keep you alive, that you will not even die. To prove that to mankind, God has given us two examples in the Bible. To show to human beings that it is not God that intended for man to be dying, he gave us two examples of men that never died in the Bible. Because that was the faith that God has revealed to the human race through from Adam.
Adam.
You that is listening to me, maybe you are a Christian, you begin to wonder, what is this man preaching? Let me show to you in the book of Jude, chapter
1.
Jude said he was writing about the faith that was once delivered unto the saints.
In
chapter 1, verse 2 of Jude,
he said,
the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, that was the revelation God gave to the sons of Adam from the beginning. God showed them that you can overcome this physical death. God showed to the sons of Adam that immortality was what your father lost. That you can claim this immortality back to yourself if you come back to God. If you can come back to God, you can reclaim this immortality. And when these people heard about it, they said, "Hey, so it's possible to reclaim this thing back?" They started worshiping God. That the sons of Seth started worshiping God. And one of the children of Seth, by the name of
Enoch,
he was able to please God.
He
walked with God. And he satisfied God. Do you know that this man Enoch is still alive today? He has been living for the past 5,000 years. Oh, you say, where does he live? God took him away from this planet to another place. He disappeared without death. He disappeared without seeing death. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And that is the immortality God said he wanted to restore back to Adam.
And
that is what Jesus Christ said. He has this power to keep us alive. Praise
the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ is telling you that if you will keep his sayings,
Jesus Christ will tell,
you shall never see death. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I went to a village one time to preach. And when I reached this village and I started preaching, a very elderly man, very old man, come. He said, "Young man, come." He said, "All that you have been preaching, I've been listening to you." He said, "It does not impress me." He said, "You know what will impress me? You know what will catch my attention?" He said, "If an angel can come down now and tell me how I can defeat this old age." He said, "I will listen to that." This man said he just does not like old age. He said he's getting so old, he's afraid of where he's going. He wanted to defeat old age. I told the man, I said, "That is what I just brought to you." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
"Well, I'm going to ask you to write to me so that I can send you more literatures." Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org, and you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org, webmaster@gospeldistribution.org, and you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and we'll see you again next time, in Jesus' name.